This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting over on our sister station, the Team 980, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. And to take you up to 6:30 here on this President's Day edition of Grant and Danny. Honored to be able to sit in for my two pals as they enjoy their day off. Got a lot to get to over the next 4.5 hours. Mad Max behind the glass. Taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. It is going to be one of those shows where we get you the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I'll be real with you. I want to start off the show by giving, I guess we're going to call it a round of applause. I want to give a round of applause to us as sports fans. Yes, us as sports fans. Me, you, whatever sickos are out there listening to us right now. We all deserve a big round of applause, because unless I'm missing something, there was no riot, there was no bad juju, there was no bad consequences, to us surviving the first weekend without the NFL. I feel like, to me, we deserve a ton of credit as fans. First weekend without the National Football League, and we got a good one as far as the sports landscape is concerned. We'll get to the NBA All-Star Weekend coming up momentarily, but as a 27-year-old Commanders fan that went through probably the most special year of my life in regards to fandom for this team, to realize that we are... To realize that we are out of the Commanders season and out of football season after Philadelphia won the big dance last weekend, it gets me thinking, wow, where do we go next? And that's what we'll discuss throughout the majority of this program here today. We'll get into the X's and O's as we look at how Washington can improve this football team. I continue to say it every time I crack the mic. This is the most pivotal, the most important offseason of this rebuild as far as I'm concerned. It is all about how you capitalize on what you are able to do this year. Are you a one-year flash in the pan, or are we about to witness a sustained winner over the next decade plus with the young man Jaden Daniels under quarterback leading this thing moving forward? We'll get into the Commanders as we get into the bottom of the hour here, but I want to start off with what made this weekend survivable without the National Football League. I got the chance to scour social media yesterday as I was getting ready for my national show last night, and as I'm scouring social media, I got the TV on next to me. University of Maryland men's basketball. I know they don't get a whole lot of run on these airwaves, but I want to give them credit where credit is due. The Terps playing as good a basketball as anybody in the country right now. Yesterday, at home, they put up their most points ever in Big Ten play since they've entered the conference. And the hashtag that I kept seeing while scrolling on social media with people tweeting about the Terps was hashtag belt to ass. And I guess that is accurate when you consider how yesterday went for the Terps. It was super impressive, like I mentioned. They shot the cover off of the basketball. And when I say they, I'm really talking about my main man, Jacoby Gillespie, as well as Selton Miguel. And I was loving hearing Coach Willard postgame talking about Selton Miguel. He said, look, if he never dribbled again, I'd be A-OK. Quickly becoming one of the best shooters in the Big Ten. Maryland 101-75 winners yesterday over Iowa. And they got a pretty big stretch of ball coming up here in terms of, you know, trying to really differentiate how good this program actually is. You've got USC coming to town. I believe that's on Thursday. And then Sunday is when it gets real. Sunday is when it's all on the line for all the marbles. Is that Sunday? Next week will be the so it's next Tuesday, I believe it is. Maryland playing host to 14th-ranked Michigan State. And that, to me, will be when we find out just how good this Terps team is. Over the next three matchups, you got two games against teams in the top 25, both within your conference, Michigan State and Michigan. And right now, I believe Maryland entered yesterday against Iowa as the 25th-ranked team in the country. And to me, I feel like if this group, because when you look at KenPom, they're one of the only teams in the country that's ranked top 25 in offense, top 25 in defense. I think they're 14th right now via KenPom. And I feel like what they're doing right now, and I'm getting nervous as a Terps fan doing this, what they're doing right now, to me, is teasing. It's teasing. I'm starting to do that thing where I'm slowly but surely beginning to feel like, man, this Terps team has a real opportunity to make some big-time noise in the month of March. And I know it's dangerous territory to be in, because like I said, I don't trust any local college basketball program. We've been down and out for too long for me to put my faith into you. But in all seriousness, man, I am super impressed by the way Maryland plays. Their effort on the defensive end is legit and is what you expect out of a Kevin Willard-led team. And as we continue to creep up towards conference tournament time and then we get into the month of March with the NCAA tournament, it is going to be, I think, a fun March Madness here locally. Because it's not just the Terps that are playing good basketball. George Mason giving you everything they've got as well. Tony Skins Group, winners of 11 in a row. So, look, local college basketball back on top here in the DMV. I was going to bring up Georgetown. Georgetown got off to a really good start in conference play, and then they've kind of faltered since. But what we know about the Georgetown program is under the guidance of Ed Cooley, they'll be back on top before you know it, man. Wanted to get you all up to speed with local college basketball. We don't talk it enough around here, man. I feel like, especially with Maryland, it's dangerous doing it, like I said, but I think they've got a real opportunity to make some noise in the month of March. Why? They shoot the three ball extremely well. They've got a big man in Derek Queen that's going to force double teams in the tournament, and he's an excellent passer. And Selton Miguel and Kobe Gillespie. Jacoby Gillespie going to be able to knock down shots, man. I'm excited for it as we creep up toward the month of March. Max, this is more of your alley here. I keep seeing all these tweets, hashtag Four Nations, hashtag Four Nations. And I decided to, I can't say I Googled it. TikTok is the new Google.
That's not that.
Well, just bear with me.
That's a bad way to, bad road to start.
It's a bad way to put it. It is. But I don't know if you got the chance to watch any
of course,
the action on Saturday night.
Very much.
Why were the tempers so high? And I understand U.S. and Canada go back in terms of the Olympics with their rivalry. But
this is the first time we've played best on best in about 9 years.
Yeah.
And so there's just been kind of like a tensions thing. People wanted to make it kind of political. I don't really think it has a lot to do with that.
Oh, why? Because the orange-headed man was talking about making him the 51st state?
Well, because they're booing the anthem. That's the whole thing.
And well, that's always going to happen,
well,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And traditional. I hope we boo the hell out of the anthem when they're in Boston in like a few days. Yeah. So I think it's just like real bad blood makes sports good.
Yes.
Like, that's the whole thing.
We
so I'm not as mad as some people are, but I mean I feel
mad.
Like,
what could you be mad about?
There are people who are like just pissed off at about booing and all that during the anthem. Just like, who cares?
Oh, grow a pair. I mean, give me a break. It's sports, people.
Yeah,
it's the only time we get to act raunchy without any consequences. Where else can you try to knock somebody the hell out free of consequence?
Yeah,
hockey and boxing.
Three fights first 10 seconds was.
I mean, that's amazing.
Amazing
Max.
Start.
I'll be real, for a guy that's not paying attention to the Caps. Obviously, but for a guy that is not a hockey buff, if you're trying to grow your audience,
that's
three fights in 10 seconds is how you do
it. That's the way to do it.
And it wasn't any, it wasn't your NHL level fight, is what I would say. To me, and I watched them on TikTok, hands were being thrown, the commentary while it was happening. I think that's what makes a good fight in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
When the guy that's on play by play continues to give you play by play. Of what he's seeing on the ice.
Oh, yeah.
When the guys are scrapping, I love that.
It's like a mini boxing commentator.
Love it, love it, love it. Caps back in action when? Friday night?
Saturday.
They're at Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Coming out of the break. And
it's a matinee, like 2 o'clock.
That doesn't spell good news for our fellas.
Yeah,
they play well in matinee games.
No, they get off to slow starts. And I think everyone on that team has 2 weeks off.
So they better come out guns a-blazing then, right?
It's either going to be really solid start or it's going to be really slow. One of the two.
Yeah, Caps back in action coming up Saturday on the road against Pittsburgh as they look to continue their hot start to the season, man. Can they close out the season the way that they began it? I believe as they entered the Four Nations break, second in the NHL in points behind Winnipeg still. So we'll see how the second half of the season rolls on. So the NHL's got their All-Star break. They do their Four Nations break. The NBA is trying to figure out what to do with All-Star weekend. And to think that we got 10 minutes into the program without me getting hot and heavy into this, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to zig when everyone else is zagging. Shocker, right? All-Star weekend, to me, was a mixed bag. It can be better, but I would describe it as a mixed bag. What I don't understand is the folks that are complaining ad nauseum about All-Star Weekend, and it's your favorite thing to do. It feels like it happens every year. I was in this exact same seat. I was in this exact same seat last year on President's Day, day after the All-Star game, and we took calls for the entire hour about how to fix the game. You know where I'm at with it right now? Shut up. Stop complaining. Stop your bitching. Stop your moaning. How can you fix something that's broken? It's broke. And we understand. We need to understand why it's broke. Let's be real here. You know what makes me sick? I got to listen to clown-ass Zach LaVine get on X and get his Twitter fingers clicking, talking about, hey, bro, maybe we should get back in it. John Moran, AAG, you want to get back in the dunk contest? Shut up. Let's be real about why no real pros play in the dunk contest. You all want to? I'm going to give you the answer right here, so we can stop crying about it next year. You might as well go get the best dunkers in the world to participate in the dunk contest. Because guess what? A team like the Memphis Grizzlies, third seed right now in the Western Conference, how pissed off would you be as a Grizzlies fan if Ja Morant rolled his damn ankle, suffered a grade 3 high ankle sprain, it was out for 15 games in the second half of the season, and your seeding dropped? How angry would you be if your favorite player got hurt in the All-Star game? That's why you all need to shut up and stop complaining about it, because there is no solution. And I know that's not what Sports Talk Radio is supposed to be. It's supposed to be two-sided. I'm supposed to give you an opportunity. I don't want to hear from anybody on it. I swear I don't. Because the conversation we have surrounding the All-Star game is so stupid. This is something that used to be appointment television, and I get that. Things have changed. The world has changed. the importance of regular season basketball in the NBA, to me, doesn't really exist. So during this break, to expect the guys to play hard during the All-Star game, they don't even play hard during the regular season, fool's gold. You have a pipe dream. I just don't understand why people get so upset about it. I couldn't get on Twitter over the weekend. All it was that badass hockey fight and people complaining. When I say bad, I mean bad in a good way. It was that and then people complaining about All-Star Weekend. And I'm here to tell you, it's dead. It's probably not going to get better. And if I was the NBA, this is what I would do. I'd have the skills challenge on Saturday night because I think that's something that you can get your top stars to participate in without risking injury because you're not really doing anything. I'd have the three-point contest with the best shooters in basketball. I'd have a massive cash prize for the players. And then that ends All-Star Saturday night. And then you know what All-Star Sunday would be? Well, excuse me. I said I would have a dunk contest with the best dunkers in the world. That, to me, would end All-Star Saturday night. On Sunday, you know what I would do? Nothing. Nothing.
You don't want to send Drewski out there?
No. And by the way, I mean, he's amazing.
It was.
I credit Adam Silver and company for getting the influence of folks that matter. Drewski, Kai Cenat, Mr. Beast. Like, they're doing everything they can to try and make this game relevant, and it's never going to be. It's never going to be. And this is something I read last night. Maybe this was early this morning. It's the worst when you send things to yourself on Twitter and you can't find them. Oh, because I'm scrolling in your DM, Max.
That'll do it.
So last night during the All-Star break, during the All-Star game, what was it on, from 8 to 11?
Something like that, yeah.
2 hours and 26 minutes of that was filled with commercials and breaks, so to speak. I just don't understand from a television product standpoint, like what they were trying to do last night. And then dumbass Draymond Green, who normally doesn't say anything smart, anything relevant. I thought his commentary surrounding the All-Star game was actually pretty interesting. Last night was the first year they went with this new format. There were four teams. Candace Parker picked a team. Shaq picked a team. Charles Barkley picked a team. Kenny the Jet Smith picked a team. Three of the teams were compiled of all-stars that actually earned the right to play in the game. The other team was compiled of the rising stars. Who? The rising stars. Guys that have no business, in my opinion, actually playing and touching the all-star floor. Draymond Green last night got up on the podium and said, yeah, I think the Warriors are going to win a title with Jimmy Butler. It's the stupidest comment I've heard him make in a long time. He redeemed himself shortly after with his commentary on the new All-Star game format.
And this goes, I'm coaching some team, and she's right, some team that no one wants to see.
Oh, man.
I had to work so hard to play on Sunday night of All-Star weekend, and because ratings are down, because the game's bad, we're bringing in rising stars, that's not a fix. I never played in the rising stars game. My first 2 years, I didn't touch that game. And these guys get to touch the All-Star floor on Sunday night? Like, when the floor is the floor? You know, in America, the president has Air Force One, right?
Yeah.
They have several of those planes. It's only Air Force One if the president's on it. That's the All-Star floor. You have the court. You have the events. It's a nice-looking court. When All-Stars are on the court, now it's the All-Star court. Those guys did not make the All-Star team. To be playing in the All-Star game and you did not make the All-Star team is absurd.
Draymond Green doesn't say a lot of smart things. I thought he was spot on with his commentary last night about the game. What I'm getting annoyed with is that it's like turned into something that older folks and younger folks just yell at each other and argue about. I could really care less. It stinks that we've gotten to this point because I remember when I was like 10, 11, I mean, you were clearing your schedule to watch All-Star Saturday night.
So that's a thing. that I've kind of started to realize, the NBA All-Star Game and All-Star Weekend, it's for kids and corporations.
Yeah, it's always been like this.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. There's not a lot of, I wish we could see a lot more of, like, the first dunk contest that I, like, remember sitting down and watching, it was, because I wasn't a huge basketball fan growing up, the Giannis versus Victor Oladipo in, like, 2015, I think it was, like, 10 years ago at this
I
point.
Remember
that. I was sick as a dog. Like just laying on my couch as a kid and was like, all right, this is on.
Let's watch something.
Yeah. And I immediately fell in love with it. I was like, this is awesome. Like,
yeah.
And now we just don't have, like, I understand that Giannis and Oladipo at the time weren't those top flight guys, but they were, as you said, rising stars.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why, you know.
So it's different. Like Draymond hit it on the head. Like Saturday night, I mean, it's different than Sunday night.
Yeah.
Sunday night is reserved for guys to try and etch their name into history forever. Like Jason Tatum scored 55 on Sunday night a couple of years ago. Kobe went crazy before in the All-Star game. AI has gone crazy before in the All-Star game. My frustration is this. We don't have to complain about it. Am I wrong for that? I don't. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe the youngest in charge is getting old. Because I mean, it's so frustrating and so annoying to read on social media people complain. Not only are they just complaining, though, Max, they're complaining with no solution. See, it'd be different if you were complaining and Xing and sending out your angry tweets and you had a solution attached to it. No, you all just want to complain. The same way you all want to complain about how there's too many threes being taken. How about this? I'd rather watch these threes be taken than watching Mark Jackson in the post eat up 15 seconds of the damn shot clock. So for all of you old heads out there that can't get with the way basketball is being played, shame on you. Kidding, obviously. I get, though, where a lot of y'all frustration comes from. I really do. We're way over the break here. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll take your calls. 1-800-636-1067. If you have any solution, any suggestion to improve All-Star Weekend, we'll take your calls on that. I'm getting political on the other side of the break. Mariel Bowser met with Ward 7 last week. And gave some insight on what's next for the RFK Stadium project. Your call's next. You know,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That music means it's President's Day, and the YIC Lynell Willingham is sitting in for Grant and Danny right here on the Fan. We'll take you up to 6:30. We're talking all things NBA All-Star Weekend right now. We'll take your calls on how to potentially fix the game or in the weekend at 1-800-636-1067. I'm getting tweets rolling in, and we'll get back to it in a second, but I had important business come across the timeline, Mad Max. Is it so appropriate that we use a breaking news sounder for it? This is from James Rapien of Bengals Talk SI, host of the Locked On Bengals podcast. We've been talking since the start of the offseason about whether or not Washington should be interested in acquiring Bengals wideout T. Higgins via free agency. Most reports out there have him commanding $30 million plus annually. Well, according to James Rapien, host of the Locked On Bengals pod and Bengals Talk SI, pretty credible guy, 39,000 followers. That's how I judge people in their credibility, by the way. If you got the blue check and hella followers, I think you're real. This guy seems to be real. He is reporting that the Bengals plan to use the non-exclusive franchise tag on T. Higgins for the second consecutive year. Now, tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, the franchise tag window opens up for teams in the National Football League. I did not expect the Bengals to be one of the teams that used the tag, especially when you consider Ja'Marr Chase is getting ready to ask for $40 million annually. If you're going to get T. Higgins on the tag, and that number is at $26 million right now, less than the 30 he's asking for, by the way. I don't know, man. It definitely changes my thought process in terms of how Washington should be viewing T. Higgins. We let you hear last week from Ben Baby of ESPN. He was on the John Kime report. And Ben Baby said, look, I think it's too early to tell whether or not T will be back. But Ben did say that the big risk that the Bengals are running here is that you don't want to tick off Joe Burrow. And we have seen Bengals ownership in the past bungle things because of financials. Right? You go back to the Carson Palmer situation. You go back to other situations within their organization. They're a cheap franchise. Doc Walker tells me about it all the time. I mean, the Bengals do not pay people. They just don't. And getting this news that T is going to be getting the franchise tag, I think it takes them off the table for Washington. I've pretty much said it. I don't view T. Higgins as the option Washington should be looking at wide receiver anyway. And I get the argument on both sides, right? I understand, you know, putting a bona fide number one wide receiver opposite Terry McLaurin should do numbers for this offense, maximizing the weaponry, right? Like, I get it. Maximizing Jaden Daniels on his rookie contract. I get what the goal of this is. But I think there are so much better ways, so many better ways to add to the wide receiver room without breaking the bank on one guy. And that, to me, is what matters. Wow. And I just got a text from my guy Derek Forrest over at DC News. Now it's James Rapien. So when I say Rapien the whole time, I thought I was saying Rapien. I get a text that he is a credible guy. He comes from, he's the host of the Locked On Bengals podcast. He writes for the Bengals subsidiary of SI Now, and he is reporting that the Bengals plan on using the non-exclusive franchise tag on T. Higgins. Look, it's good. Don't allow Adam Peters to make the bad decision. That's how I feel about it, right? What's my old saying? We're at the mercy of the evaluator, except for this. If Adam Peters would have went out and gave T. Higgins $30 million annually, I'd have a problem with it for about 20 minutes. And then I'd realize that handsome blue-eyed devil can do no wrong. I was listening to the tail end of the DOC show, man. People were getting rowdy about old Adam Peters, huh?
Yeah, they were getting lively about it.
Saying that he didn't have any good draft picks outside of Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I guess Mike Sainer still doesn't exist.
I guess Mikey doesn't exist.
Johnny Newton's.
Well, you know how I feel about the big fella.
Listen.
Hey, look.
It takes a while at D-line. You know that.
Oh, it does. You got to get grown man strength. You got to be willing to anchor. I get all of that. 1-800-636-1067. Where are we going with this thing right now, Mad Max?
I don't know.
Because I'm feeling like I want to talk about All-Star, but I do understand that James Rapien used to work at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland as well. So, he's a brother of ours. 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, an Odyssey sister station. But no, this news does not come as much of a surprise to me when you really think about it on its surface. Like, the Bengals don't want to lose T. Higgins. Joe Burrow has straight up told you.
Him and Joe are close.
I would be disgruntled.
Yeah.
I would be an angry quarterback, a difficult quarterback to deal with if you get rid of T. Higgins. One way to ensure that you keep him is that franchise tag.
Joe turned into a somewhat of a salary cap expert over the season.
Trying
to,
right?
Yeah, trying to figure out how to keep him.
Him and that LSU education, or his Ohio State education.
A mixture of the two.
I think it's fascinating because when you look at the four horsemen, as I like to call them, Max, in the National Football League, Burrow, Lamar, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes. Burrow's the only guy that's got two bona fide number one wide receivers. In terms of Higgins, Chase, you can make the argument Burrow's the only one that actually has a number one wide receiver. Like, Kansas City is getting ready to... Kansas City is getting ready... I just got another funny, hilarious text. Kansas City is getting ready to enter the next phase of their dynasty, so to speak. And I think we saw this with Tom Brady in New England, right? They had to get younger at a certain point. when you usher out guys like Rodney Harrison and Mike Vrabel and Ty Law. You got to get younger. And you're going to have to construct your roster in different ways. And I think in Kansas City, we already have seen them kind of transition once by moving on from Tyreek Hill. This year, I mean, if I'm Travis Kelce, first of all, I'm Kansas City. I don't want Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
back.
I'm telling him, you can retire, but it's okay.
No, I'm literally nudging him out of the door. You'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. It'll be great. Continue your cute podcast with your brother that's more famous than you in reality. You just happen to have the snob girlfriend. By the way, Jason Kelce's, well, I'm not going to do that here. We're in drive time, Max. Be civil.
let's play nice.
1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM at National Harbor listing lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It is being reported by James Rapine, formerly of 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, currently the host of the Locked On Bengals podcast. He is reporting that the Bengals plan on using the franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. We're going to find out immediately, I guess, because tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern time is when teams can officially begin franchise tagging, guys. I haven't seen anybody else in the Cincinnati market. I'm about to go to Ben Baby's account. I haven't seen anyone else in the Cincinnati market kind of say that, hey, this is happening, but I trust the reporting that we're getting right now. I just wonder, from the fans' perspective, because we've taken a gazillion calls on this, and you all know where I stand, there are other more responsible ways to address wide receiver than going out and paying T. Higgins $30 million per year. But what is your reaction, though, to the Bengals potentially franchise tagging T. Higgins? 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, you'll take your calls on that. Plus, we will continue to look at the potential RFK Stadium project. Would you be okay if that project was publicly funded? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM at National Harbor Lister Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 6:30. Sitting in for Grant and Danny here on President's Day. One of my favorite things to do, man. It's been like 3 years in a row I've gotten the chance to do this. And the All-Star game always finishes up after or the day before President's Day. Everyone's off and home complaining about the stupid game. We've touched on a lot here in the opening hour of the program. A lot more to get to before we get out of here. Top of the 4 o'clock hour, our pal Mike Jones, senior reporter for The Athletic, going to join the program. We'll take a spin around the National Football League with him and ask him a question that, you know, really kind of just became a thing. I'm going to ask him, do you think T. Higgins actually gets franchise tagged? It was being reported from somebody out in Cincinnati, our guy James Rapine, is reporting that T. Higgins expected to get the franchise tag from the Bengals. That number, if he is franchise tagged, would be $26 million. They franchise tagged him last year, and T was pretty much a pro's pro about it. Showed up on time, didn't hold out, played well this year. I just wonder if you're Cincinnati, is the franchise tag sort of like your last-ditch effort to keep him around? Because the way the franchise tag works, T doesn't necessarily have to sign it. He can hold out, and I just doubt that he is going to move about the situation that way when you consider all of the stuff that's come out of Cincinnati from the quarterback and from T and Ja'Marr Chase. They want to win. So if you want to win, and winning is the main thing, if you get franchise tag, you don't hold out. We'll see ultimately what happens. How this impacts the Commanders is interesting. It potentially takes the biggest wide receiver domino off of the market. And I know a lot of you out there have felt that, hey, Washington's got a clear need at the wide receiver two spot. And a lot of you out there have looked at T. Higgins as the answer and the only answer for a lot of you. I've long said, man, and I just don't know in this current salary cap climate that it makes sense to allocate that percentage of your cap to the same position. It is expected that T is going to get $30-plus million per on the open market. Washington has to come up with a contract extension for their own wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, sooner rather than later. This is his last full year under contract, if I'm not mistaken. Next year is his last full year under contract. So you would want to get a deal done this offseason. I would think that's their priority going into the offseason. But to me, man, the news about T. Higgins getting franchise tagged, I just think it's perfect for the Washington Commanders. Because I don't want them going after T. Higgins, point blank. We've discussed it a bunch of different ways here since the start of the offseason, how they should address wide receiver. Names like Cooper Kupp have continued to come up. Darius Slayton has came up for me. Another guy that I'm interested in, depending on the price tag, is Chris Godwin of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When you consider what Godwin is asked to do in the screen game, his ability to block, I think he's a perfect fit here in Washington. The only problem is price tag and health. Is going to cost you a bunch, and is he going to play 17 games for you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Reese in Silver Spring. What's chiming? What's up, Reese?
How you doing, Linnell?
I'm good, brother. How you doing? Reese, we've talked about
this. I'm on hold here, and all of a sudden, T. Higgins might be available at a franchise fee. Well, let Adam and then figure out the salary cap. I'm okay with Chris Godwin, though. I think he'd be very fine. Cooper Kupp, fine. Just make sure Terry's covered, okay?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Maryland Terp basketball. They're pretty good, right?
Yeah, they are pretty good, Reese. I'm glad you were listening to the opening segment of the show, my friend.
I listened to you a lot. I was in the hospital bed, and the lady's playing with my catheter. I said, please, I want to watch the Terps. She did. I'm home now, awake, and listening to this. It's great.
That's good, Reese. I hope you continue to stay in good health, my friend. I hope everything is all right with you. We appreciate your call. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You know, T. Higgins, and Reese actually just kind of sparked this idea in my mind. T. Higgins being franchise tagged opens up the door for Washington trading for T. Higgins. Would that be something that interests you? 1-800-636-1067. Being reported by multiple outlets now in Cincinnati that Bengals wideout T. Higgins expected to receive the franchise tag. Still working to confirm that that is actually the case. But if T. Higgins is ultimately franchise tagged, your reaction, and then would you want Washington to potentially trade for T. Higgins? 1-800-636-1067. Top of the 4 o'clock hour, I got Mike Jones, senior reporter for The Athletic, going to join the program. But when we come back, your calls, T. Higgins, franchise tagged or expected to be franchise tagged by the Cincinnati Bengals, making him not an unrestricted free agent, but it doesn't mean you still can't acquire his services. Would you be in on a trade to acquire that number two wideout for the Washington Commanders? Your call's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.